This is the Cheesecake Factory, y'all.
What's the problem with that?
This is a chain restaurant. Who takes someone that looks like this to a chain restaurant?
You want to talk about it? I'm fine with talking about it, even in front of them.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on, get up on in the car. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Oh, okay.
So,
yes, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
So you expect a man to go all out on the first date. Is that right?
I mean, you're supposed to. Look at, I mean, when you take out a beautiful woman and you're courting her, because I get courted.
Shut up, bitch!
You, plane you flew in on, them shoes.
Hello, welcome to Reactions and Reviews. I'm your humble host, Eze. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the show. Well, I'm sure you all have seen this. She's going viral. The lady that refused to go to Cheesecake Factory on her first date. So, what I'm going to do is, I am going to play the entire clip without interruption, and then I'm going to come back and give my thoughts. For those of you that have seen this a few times, you're more than welcome to skip to the end where I will give my thoughts. Shout out to our good sister, Evelyn, for sending this clip. Let's get to it.
Woo. Let me just get the door for you.
Okay. He got me at the Cheesecake Factory, y'all. I ain't getting out this door. Mm-mm. Yes.
Would you want me to open the door for you?
Look.
Are you? You're recording me?
Yeah. This is the Cheesecake Factory. This is the Cheesecake Factory, y'all.
What's the problem with that?
This is a chain restaurant. Who takes someone that looks like this to a chain restaurant?
You want to talk about it? I'm fine with talking about it, even in front of them.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on, get up on in the car. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Oh, okay.
So, yes,
let's talk about it.
So you expect a man to go all out on the first date. Is that right?
I mean, you're supposed to. When you take out a beautiful woman and you're courting her, because I get courted. So you're courting her, right? You're supposed to take care of her. You're supposed to cover her. You're supposed to protect her, cherish her, treat her well, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I agree.
I went into this date as I expect, with the expectations for myself to keep you safe, you know? To respect you, to pay for your food, of course, pick you up, of course, and just treat you like a gentleman, which I believe I have done.
I mean, you've been pretty nice,
Cheesecake Factory. I, on the other hand, have certain expectations for a girl I go out with on the first date. I expect her to be respectful, too. I expect her to be cooperative. And at least, you know,
what did I do that wasn't cooperative?
Well, I mean, like, even like, when we were walking to the car, you wouldn't, put your hand around my arm or anything like that, or hold my hand or anything like that.
I mean, it's too early for that.
Okay.
I can respect that.
Okay. When, I got to your apartment to pick you up, you didn't want to invite me in. I can respect that too. We're not there yet. Okay. And then, but
I mean, I feel like I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do as a woman.
But
I got myself all made up.
There's nothing wrong with the Cheesecake Factory, right?
Yes, there's a lot wrong with the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. Well, look at my planner where we were gonna go originally.
See, now that's where we should have went. All right, right there. Call him.
No.
What do you mean no?
See, I specifically told you both yesterday and this morning that I'd come to pick you up at 4 p.m., right?
If you made it this far, hit that like button and leave a comment to trigger YouTube's algorithm. I'm a new channel and I'm trying to grow. So hit that subscribe button and hit that bell to let you know every time I upload a new video.
And I got to your place at 4 p.m. You didn't even come downstairs for another hour. And so I was waiting downstairs for an hour. Right.
But I wasn't expecting for work to take me so long. I got home a little late. And like I said, I don't know you well enough to invite you up into my apartment. And that is not possible.
And that's why I'm saying, I'm thinking, okay, if we're not there in the relationship to, you know, meet at your apartment, then maybe we're not ready in a relationship for such a nice, fancy restaurant as Aria. Especially if I'm paying for the whole thing. Which I'm still willing to do.
I mean,
I would have been. But if we're late, I mean, I told you twice.
It wasn't that late.
We literally left your place at the time the reservation was supposed to be. And I specifically said 4 because maybe we could get there early and even have some time to get to know each other on the way there and while we're in the parking lot.
I mean,
waiting for a reservation.
We can still get to know each other. Isn't there another restaurant you can call that, like, you know, the equivalent to that? I mean,
you don't understand.
Look at me. I cannot go in the Cheesecake Factory.
There's nothing
wrong with it. I will die. That's embarrassing.
Listen, I have very specific certain expectations for Dale. I can tell it's not gonna be there. And maybe we're not right for each other. So, respectfully, I'm gonna just drop you off at home.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, I'm off.
So, you just want to call it a night? I mean, isn't there some kind of compromise or something? Ladies, can you believe this?
I'm sorry, y'all. If I don't feel respected, not gonna go through the rest of the day.
Well, I mean, you are serious. You're really leaving.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't want this place anyway, right?
I mean, I understand that I was late. I understand that. I understand that I could have been a bit more cooperative. You made some good points. That's why I'm willing to compromise. Are you sure you want to go home?
I don't have a lot of rules. I don't have a lot of expectations for a first date, but I've already set them, and you've broken every one.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
All right, whatever. Well, I mean, I guess I understand. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Everybody is starting to understand, even women, that Kevin Samuels, may he continue to rest in paradise. He was right. Talk about over-evaluation. Talk about delusion. This lady, first of all, I don't know if this is real or if this is fake. Nonetheless, there are some sisters that's like this. You understand what I'm saying? Over inflation of their sexual marketplace. This lady right here honestly believes she's a 10. Her demeanor, her language, her posturing, the way she, talk about entitlement. Talk about entitlement. She actually believed this gentleman is beneath her. And for all you swirlers, all you non-black men loving ass, all you dusty swirlers, you ladies always say how bad black men are, how black men don't respect you, how black men don't protect you. But look at this attitude. Now, I know not all sisters are this way, but the swirlers that feel non-black men are better than black men, you go to those communities with this shitty attitude. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I always say this, shout out to that brother. You know what I'm saying? He kept it one, you know, he kept it cool. He didn't raise his voice. He didn't curse her out, which I would have done.
Straight up. You know what I'm saying? B, get out of my car, man. Get that fuck out of my car. Real talk. But shout out to him for not cussing her out.
Now, what do you guys think? Do you agree or do you disagree? Either way, leave your comments below so we can start this conversation. Until the next video, stay safe in the streets. Later.
That will wrap it up for today's episode. And thank you for joining me. So please, leave a comment below. If you agree, if you disagree, it doesn't matter. Leave the comment below. And also, you tell me what you want me to cover. You tell me what you want me to discuss and what you want me to react to. Okay? And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me. And I see you on the next episode. Please don't forget to subscribe. Let's rebuild the black nuclear family. It is needed. Okay? God bless.